Pleasure.
First off, going to talk about Vladimir Klitschko. What was your reaction to his retirement, Paul?
Well, I thought it was actually, you know, a smart move. He's a very intelligent person. So he's been thinking with his head and not his heart. And it's the right move. And, you know, we've got Anthony Joshua who's improving with every fight. And Klitschko realises that. So it's a good move.
I was going to say, it's something that every boxer's had to go through, you yourself as well. How hard of it is it a decision to hang your gloves up at the right time?
You know, yeah, it's always hard because, you know, it's basically in your blood. But, you know, so it comes to us all and he's made the right move at the right time.
I was going to say, because he has been an absolutely outstanding athlete and a man that really has achieved everything there is to achieve in the world of boxing.
Yeah, he's achieved everything you can win and, you know, like a hell of a 21 years career behind him. And it's like we said, it's the time to go now. There's nothing else he can achieve. He's probably asked himself what he can do, and he's realised, no, he can't do anything else. And there's nothing else to be done.
Yeah, you are right there. And how do you think he'll be remembered in the world of boxing, Paul?
Yeah, I think you know, in the modern day, he'll be remembered for his achievements, being one of two brothers who won the heavyweight title and held it at the same time. So it's a great achievement, and it's yet to be beaten.
Yeah, you're right there. And just for how long he was in the sport for as well. I mean, 11 years without a defeat. He was still a prime athlete when we saw him going up against Anthony Joshua, despite losing. It's a remarkable achievement just how long he's managed to just keep his physique and keep boxing as well as he has.
I think, you know, he was probably one of the few in the early part of 2000 who was using science for his boxing. And it's proven that he's kept himself in great shape, and that's why he's had such a marvellous career.
Is that always important now in the world of boxing, how we've got to this point, being just a supreme athlete and having that sort of sport science side to boxing and really keeping yourself in prime fitness? How important is that now in the world of boxing?
It's very important because, you know, obviously you can find out how far you can push the body. You've got all the data, all the backup. So, you know, like I said, you know exactly how far you can push your body because, it's not only in your how you feel. It's obviously written down.
Yeah, you're right there. And one of the fights, I suppose it'll be a shame not to see that rematch of Joshua against Klitschko. It would have been a nice way to bout because that was a real phenomenal match when we last saw that one happen.
Yeah, it was a fight we didn't really anticipate was going to live up to the hype, and it certainly did. It was a great fight, and a lot of people were surprised. And I think it is a good fight because even though it was a defeat, yeah, a lot of the public warmed to him, so it's a good one to go out on.
Yeah, you are right there. I suppose it is one of the best ways to bow out after something like that. The roar at Wembley, the adoration of the boxing world, just it was a fantastic night for everyone to see, really.
Yeah, 90,000, the record crowd. So, yeah, you couldn't ask for better. I mean, not only, you know, we're not going to see the rematch between Anthony Joshua, we're certainly not going to see the rematch between Mr. Tyson Fury and Klitschko now. So that's another one we've been robbed of.
Yeah, you are right there, to be honest. And I suppose a lot of people will be looking at Anthony Joshua's next fight now and hoping to see something as good as what would have happened with a rematch against Klitschko.
I mean, you know, looking ahead, probably wrong to do, but if we look at Tyson Fury's cousin, Huey Fury, he's due to fight Joseph Parker for the WBO heavyweight title. So, you know, if he pulls it off, then we've got an all-British title, world title fight to look forward to.
Yeah, you are right there. And just looking at British boxing, it really seems like there is a renaissance and just so many good British boxers at the moment really competing.
Yeah, there's too many to mention. There is a lot of fighters now coming through. And also in America, you know, we've had a bit of an exodus from boxing, but they seem to be getting back into the boxing side of things. So it's looking really healthy at the moment.
Yeah, you are right there. And just finally as well, Paul, I've got to pick up on what a lot of people have been looking for, looking ahead to, maybe not looking forward to in the world of boxing. That's Mayweather against McGregor. Frankly, what do you think this means for the world of boxing? And do you think that McGregor can stand any kind of a chance against one of the greatest boxers the world's ever seen?
I don't think it's going to be good for boxing. I think it'd probably be really good for the platform for the MMA. I don't think it's going to do boxing any good. It's taken from boxing. And I think McGregor's got not a lot of chance, really. I mean, if you look at 9 out of 10 of his photographs, he's got his right hand down when he's thrown his jab. So, you know, he's wide open. His elbows look like he's like a chicken, basically. So it's going to be very hard for him to have the balance to stand up against one of the supreme fighters we've ever seen.
Yeah, you are right there, and going to be interested to see what happens in that match and for the world of boxing going forward. Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on Radio Yorkshire. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Pleasure always. Thank you.